This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? Welcome back to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yeah, dude. Welcome back. It's the summer, man.
Yeah. And you're looking pretty tan there, dude.
Yeah, a little sunburnt, actually.
Oh, well. Use your aloe. My name's Ian. That's Kevin Deers. And this is the f***ing podcast. Ryan's not here this week because he is working on his pound record, finally.
Yeah, man. They're working with, what's his name?
I don't think he wanted anybody to...
never mind.
I'll just bleep that that name out.
They're working on the debut, long-anticipated pound record, and is yet to be named, yet to see the artwork, but all we know is it's going to be a pound record we can actually listen to on our iPods, on our phones, on our record players, on the radio.
The way it's going for Ryan is just never going to happen.
We'll see.
It's going to get lost in the mixing process.
Fingers crossed, man. I want to hear a pound record.
How long has it been? Like, 6 years? 5 years?
It's been a while, man. They've done a few times. They've gone in for sessions, and it just hasn't worked the way he's wanted. He is a classic perfectionist.
No kidding.
And I hope that, well, with the name of the guy that they're recording this new record, I have a feeling it's going to be awesome.
Oh, it's going to be dope. I was talking to Simon from Drawn and Quartered, and he was like, I thought that band broke up. So.
No.
Nope.
They're cool. They've just been hard at work practicing, and getting all these songs ready for this debut LP.
He told me they got 9 songs.
Cool.
And it's going to take them about a week to wrap that up.
Right on, man. Well, it's episode 116. It's been a few weeks since we've been talked to you last. In the last few weeks, we've talked to Wilt. They're actually in Europe right now. They just flew over. So they're doing a DIY Euro tour. They didn't fire. They had their driver in Europe back out. So they're going to be driving themselves all around Europe.
Sketchy.
Smoking that hash over in Europe and trying to figure out their ways to, I don't know if... the Google Translate's really going to help him out, but we'll...
Just hold your phone up, talk into it.
Cross your fingers.
You got to be careful crossing those borders, man, because you're going into a new country every couple f***ing hours. Different set of laws, different set of expectations. I don't know. Best of luck to him.
Exactly.
So listen to that. What have you been up to these last couple weeks besides getting sunburnt on your dome piece?
Been hanging out. We had Pain in the Grass down at White River, and this week I went back to White River Amphitheater on July 3rd. So we had to go get some fireworks. We went to the place called Safe Insane Fireworks.
Yeah.
So we got a bunch of fireworks from there. I went and saw Deftones, and they killed it. Surprisingly, they did not headline because they were on tour with Rise Against, and they did that thing where it was like a co-headlining tour. So I guess in Boise, Idaho, Deftones headlined, and we got a Rise Against headlining set. So I liked Rise Against somewhat, but I left midway because as good as that band is on record, kind of boring live. Not going to lie. Not trying to throw any shade, but
Over it.
Exactly.
So how much money did you spend on fireworks?
I didn't spend anything, but Jackie, the person I brought, she dropped a good dime. She dropped, but they hooked it up with, I think, about twice as much as she would have got otherwise. I went and saw a killer local show with Helmsley and He Whose Ox Is Gored, and they headlined alongside Mutoid Man. Got to see our friend Santos, who was slanging that merch.
Mm-hmm.
And Santos is a good dude. Last week on Metal Shop, he actually did a little request for drawings, and we got some funny stuff up here.
It looked really good.
Yeah, it was awesome. He's a great artist, so if you're going to see that Mutoid Man tour anywhere along the West Coast, make sure you say what's up to Santos, and make sure you support him, because he actually brings along some of his own artwork, and he is able to sell it.
Drop him some noogs.
Yeah, man. Do it. And yeah, man, just been trying to enjoy the sun. Been doing a lot of local wrestling stuff. Defy has been killing it. And Steve Miggs and I have been traveling. We did our first Tacoma show ever last week, and it was sold out and raucous. And just totally rad, man. It's awesome to see like a kind of a revolution in local pro wrestling.
Did you say raucous?
Raucous.
Nice.
Raucous. Like ruckus, but raw.
It's a raucous.
But yeah, man, just been enjoying the summer. What about you, man?
Man, my allergies have been kicking the shit out of me.
Ugh.
It sucks. I've been like blowing my nose every few minutes, and I just refuse to get drugs for it. I don't know. Just don't want to. So I guess I'm just going to be a whiny ass for the next fucking couple months.
Well, what's the difference?
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm leaking from the face.
Cool. Well, it doesn't sound too different, so
yeah,
don't
thanks.
Worry about it.
Instead of leaking from my butt.
We're actually going to be moving radio stations. We're going to obviously still be in Seattle. It'll be the Rock of Seattle, so we're just going to be moving down the street into more of like the downtown business district. And I saw some of the pictures of the new digs. It's going to be pretty badass, man.
I like the looks of that kitchen.
Yes.
New coffee machines.
Exactly.
Maybe they
man.
Won't have mold inside. Maybe.
We can always hope.
I do need to toss a shout out to. Did I ever introduce you, or did you ever meet my old boss, Jeremy?
No.
He died a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah, fucking totally random and like...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's super
R.I.P.
weird.
R.I.P. Jeremy.
Just as a reminder of how weird and short life can be, he had a cabin in Leavenworth, and because he worked in Portland in Western Washington, he wasn't there very often.
Sure.
So we got a call from his neighbors, and they were like, yo, dude, the water pipe's broken your house, and there's water shooting out your fucking window. And so imagine for like a week, like straight up Wet Bandits Home Alone style, your house just flooding out. And so he was over there with his girlfriend trying to repair some cabinets. One of them was spring-loaded, and it shot out and crushed in the right side of his face.
Jesus.
So, like, his eye and, like, his orbital socket was all fucking fractured.
Damn.
So I finally talked to him about a week before he was going to go get a surgery, because they were going to try and save his eye. And he went in to get the surgery, and nobody heard from him for a couple of days after that, and then they just found him in bed.
Ugh.
Done. Weird and random, man. So hug your loved ones, man. You just don't fucking know.
That's sad, man.
Yep, it's sad. But other than that, I've been working on some new projects. Working too fucking hard, I guess is what it was.
Next weekend you're gonna be recording your own record.
Yeah, which I'm just the bass player though.
Where's that gonna be? Where are you recording that at?
We're recording it with our buddy Matt in Portland.
I'm actually gonna be in Oregon the same time in Portland. Going to some local wrestling, actually not local wrestling, NXT. It's going to be my birthday, so we booked a hotel, going to hang out and watch some wrestling, got front row seats, and yeah, going to both be in Oregon, so.
Can I sleep on your floor in the hotel?
Possibly.
We should go to Ground Control.
We should. After the wrestling event, we should all hit up Ground Control. It sounds great.
I did get to hang out with In Flames there last time we were there.
That's awesome.
It was cool. Watching him play pinball.
Pinball, man.
Ironic. Yep. Good times, though, man. It's f***ing hot, though. I don't like it. I'm going to be one of those stereotypical whiners.
You don't like it?
I don't like the heat, man. My aunt is in town, and she lives in Abu Dhabi, and she was freezing cold.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's cold. I need a jacket.
She's like, it's not 115.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's been a little while, so maybe we should get into the world of some heavy metal news. Yo, I'm Peter Jennings, motherfucker. Maybe not. I think he's dead.
Yes, he is.
So what's on the docket this week, my friend?
So Slayer, Lamb of God, and of course Behemoth are going to be coming to Seattle at WAMU Theater. And unfortunately for their Behemoth's drummer Inferno, he won't be able to join. His second child is due to be born during this run.
Oh.
So the band has actually tapped John Charn Rice, who is well known for his stint in Job for a Cowboy, but he also played with Revocation, Abigail Williams, The Red Chord, Cephalic Carnage.
Oh, damn.
So obviously he's super talented and he has the chops to be playing alongside these death metal heroes, man.
He's got a resume for sure. Their bass player is a fucking huge dude, right? Orion.
Yeah, he's the bassist. But again, that's going to be here in Seattle on August 12th at WAMU Theater. Make sure you go to that because that's going to be one hell of a show, man. Behemoth, Slayer, and Lamb of God.
You think Slayer headlining?
Oh, of course, dude. Slayer headlining over Lamb of God. Lamb of God's fucking huge, but they're not Slayer.
No, they're no openers, right? Just the three of them?
Yep.
That's fucking awesome. It's on a Saturday, right?
Yeah, it is. How about this? I go to that one. You guys go to Metallica.
Ooh. All right. I'll take it.
Cool.
Are you sure? You sure you want to do that?
I was thinking about it recently, and I was like, I'm gonna bring up this because I'm pretty sure you've never seen Metallica live.
Correct, yeah.
And
so
I've seen them
have to go
twice. Okay. And I love Metallica, but I think I'm going to go try to check out Gojira and then come back to the station.
Ah, I didn't realize that was on a Saturday.
If we can try and set up an interview with Gojira, that'd be f***ing sick. Go do that. I like how we're doing on-air planning right now.
Let's do an interview with Lars.
Yeah. Hello, Lars. How are you, Lars?
Goodbye.
As much shade as we like to give, I would totally jump at the chance to interview any member of Metallica.
Damn straight.
That'd be f***ing awesome. So Metallica, obviously going to be here in Seattle. I'll probably come back and do Metal Shop Live while everyone's heading home from that. You guys can rock out.
What's the deal with this Robert Hagland, speaking of Metallica, doing a jazz version of Enter Sandman?
It's more easy listening.
elevator music?
He's teamed up with guest musicians Bruce Kulick from Kiss, Rudy Sarzo from Ozzy Osbourne, Whitesnake, and Quiet Riot, and Key Marcello from Europe.
Damn!
And they do metal covers, including Dio, Twisted Sister, Van Halen, Motorhead, and more. But here's Enter Sandman, as done by Robert Hagland.
So peaceful.
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son, to include everyone.
So chill.
I tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from sin, till the Sandman he comes.
All right, I'm going to skip halfway.
Lights, enter night, take my hand.
Anyway, something wacky for you to listen to today.
Love to never, never land.
Have you heard the heavy metal or the lullaby versions of heavy metal songs?
No.
You can play for your babies.
That's
put them
incredible.
To sleep. Yeah, it's awesome.
I've heard the children's Blitzkrieg Bop, Ramones.
Kids Bop.
Kids Bop. Beep, 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 beep.
Well, before we go any further, I got to wish you a happy birthday, dog.
Thanks, man.
How you feeling about it?
I'm feeling all right, you know, honestly, you know, when I started to, like, think about when I was, like, 29 going to 30, I was like, man, I'm getting so old. I'm actually really enjoying my 30s more than my 20s, to be honest. I kind of feel a little bit more, like, secure with myself, a little bit more, like, just in touch with, like, being able to, I don't know, just enjoy life a little bit more as...
Yeah, when I hit 30, I kind of wanted to use it as like a better version of my 20s or a smarter version.
Exactly.
And then my 30th year of life was like the worst year of my f-ing life.
Well, it's only up from here, right?
Exactly.
I hope.
Armed with the mind? No?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. So I'm going to have a good birthday and yeah.
Cool. Well, let's f-ing move on then.
Onward and Upward. Paradise Lost has a new LP coming out. Just 2 years ago, they put out The Plague Within, and they're going to be putting out, Medusa in September. They have dosed us with a brand new song, a doomy dirge called The Longest Winter. It's going to be on Nuclear Blast, of course, so let's take a little listen to brand new music by Paradise Lost.
Of course, it's a video. Hold on. Nope, nope, nope. Here we go. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, there's music.
Is that the infamous drop Z tuning?
I love it. What's up, Pete Steele?
The first thing I thought.
Back to the old school doom of Paradise Lost. I dig it.
Let's skip halfway in. Lost of winter, acceptance shows. A grasping hunger. Cool. As
fever. Hell yeah. New Paradise Lost sounds like old Paradise Lost. I'm down.
I'm down too. 70,000 tons of metal. We ever going to do it?
You going to pay for it?
I mean, I think that it would be easy to do if you like planned it out, but we just never do.
We never plan it out.
No. I mean, $666 for the starting ticket, I guess?
But I don't want to do the starting ticket.
No,
I want to do the fucking...
You got to live in style.
The nice package.
Because then you're going to be fucking staying in a room with a bunch of other shitty, stinky fucks.
Scuzzy at...
I mean, maybe they go swimming, but that makes me just not want to jump in the pool.
Exactly. Either way, 70,000 tons of metal is fucking metal cruise.
God, that's so, it's genius.
And it's happening this February, I think it's February 1st to the 5th, going through Fort Lauderdale, through the Caribbean, and tons of awesome bands already announced. You want to go through them?
Yeah, Aeternam, Cannibal Corpse, Dark Tranquility, Enslaved, Goat Whore, In Extremo, Insomnium, Corpiclani, Meshuga, Necrophobic, Obscura, October Tide, Rhapsody, Septic Flesh, Sepultura, and Sonata Arctica, and that's just the first announcement.
Last year's cruise featured 61 bands, so I'm sure there's going to be a ton more.
Yeah, you know those bands, when they sign up for that, they're like, all right, you all know we're going to be trapped on this boat with these people, right?
That would be pretty intense.
Yeah, you're going to get punished. You're going to get punished.
You know all about that.
Yeah, I do. We'll leave it at that.
So this past week, Propane bassist and vocalist Gary Meskel has been, he was badly assaulted while the band was on tour in Brussels, Belgium.
Yeah, he got jumped.
Very, very sad news. So the band posted the following message to Facebook. I'm just going to read it straight up. Important news. This past Monday night, Gary was the victim of a robbery and attempted murder in Brussels. He was pickpocketed of cash, credit card, and passport, struck on the head with an ice pick.
Jesus.
And then subsequently attacked by a gang of individuals.
Ice pick is a tight band, though.
The police have confiscated more than one weapon. Oh, thanks for that. The police have confiscated more than one weapon, and they have established the identities of some of the suspects.
Oh, so they caught him, kind of.
Gary was quickly admitted to ICU after suffering head trauma, including several fractures to his face and jaw.
Dang.
And massive blood loss. Since then, he has stabilized, is trying his best to recover, but future surgery may be necessary.
So they f***ed his face up.
We regret to inform the fans that the shows scheduled for July 7th and July 8th are now officially canceled. We will make sure to keep you all informed of all cancellations and on Gary's progress.
Damn, dude. Get better, man. I mean, like, that's the kind of thing that'll stick with you, man. It hurts your pride as well as it hurts your face.
That's sad, man.
Decapitated has a brand new song. It's called One-Eyed Nation. Let's play a little bit of it, and then we'll tell you about the record. Heavy. I'm going to skip in a little bit. I'm liking the riffage. There is no providence for the chosen one. From what I'm reading, by the time you hear this, this record's going to be out, I think, right?
Yeah, it just came out yesterday, and as of the 7th, 7-7, and they are going to be coming to town very soon, so be on the lookout for that. It's going to be with Thy Art Is Murder. So, I don't know, it seems like every year we tend to be talking about the gathering of the Juggalos.
Dude, it's a cultural phenomena.
It's true, man. It is a long-lasting festival. And
it's huge.
It's fucking huge, man. They have Juggalos from all over the world unite, and they have, I mean, honestly, my friend, he books the wrestling for it. So my friend Kevin, living down in San Francisco, he listens to Metal Shop sometimes, and he is a fucking Juggalo.
And hey, man. Last time I checked, this was America.
To believe it or not, he put out the first VOD record. Wow. He's a New York hardcore dude, but he's also a Juggalo.
Oh, you told me about this guy.
Yeah, so he books the wrestling. They got wrestling, they got music, they got a camping. They have
tequila.
Probably the biggest nugs of weed you've ever seen in your life. They have,
I hope so.
You know, vodka and Fagos pouring up the wazoo. But then this year, they also have a bunch of new metal bands.
Really new metal.
In the past, they've had bands like Cannibal Corpse, Gwar, and even Fear Factory all make appearances. This year, we've got American Grim, Dope, Flaw,
Sick,
Green Jelly, Kissing Candace.
What is that?
Aww. Miss May I, which is surprising since they're actually pretty big and somewhat relevant with the kids these days. Mushroom Head. That's fitting. POD.
Southtown.
Psycho Stick. September Morning. The Browning. Upon a Burning Body. Also very popular with the kids. And Wolfpack.
The kids? So, okay.
Okay.
Got a question for you. And be honest. Would you rather go to The Gathering or 70,000 Tons?
I would rather go to 70,000 because it would actually be a lot of great bands. But I would love to go to Psychopathic Records, Gathering of the Juggalos, just for a cultural experience, dude. I would love to go see it just as like a sociological experiment to just document it.
I think it'd be fun.
I have a book about weird subcultures, and it's called like You Don't Know Who We Are, But You Hate Us. And a big part of it is talking about the writer. He's a journalist. He went to Gathering of the Juggalos and wrote all about it.
I like how in this article they don't even tell you when.
They're just assuming you don't really want to go, so we don't really need to tell you. We just need to tell you all the corny bands that are
playing. So it looks like Rob Dukes, who had a really kind of ugly fallout.
He just got kicked out.
Yeah, out of fucking nowhere. And they were like, yo, we're bringing our old guy back. And he's like, what the fuck? I've been the singer for your band for the last 9 years, you know, damn near a decade. They're like, yeah, we don't care. But he's back. Rob Dukes is back, and he's going to be doing it. Is it just one show, or is it a weekend? I think it's just one show. Why?
Because they needed some help.
Was he the other singer sick or, like, out of town? Or, like, like, here's your $2. So, good for you, Rob. I liked some of those records, man. The Exhibition, A and B, were fucking heavy, dude. He's a good singer, and he's one of those guys, like, you've seen that movie Rockstar, where he just kind of got plucked out of obscurity and was actually really fucking good, so.
Good for him.
Yeah. Sorry, Rob, we're bringing back Sousa.
So, some more drama with, you know, bands getting, members getting fired and whatnot. It was reported this week, former Children of Bodom guitarist Rup Latvala. This is very
right.
Interesting name. He said he was fired without an explanation. But when they split with him in 2015, a statement from the band claimed, "We parted ways with no bad blood." Now, we read those a lot on the Metal Shop podcast here,
mm-hmm.
and we always kind of just like shrug our shoulders like, okay, we'll see about that. But this is what Rup said. I really feel stabbed in the back by those guys. I've been bitter at those guys. I was fired without an explanation. He said he felt that Children of Bodom's success had gone to frontman Alexi Lejo's head.
No!
And that Alexi started to look down on him for reasons that weren't quite clear to him.
Who knows what's going on in Alexi's head anymore, man?
He said as a result of being fired, he fell into a major depression and started to focus on drinking.
Aww.
I couldn't touch my guitars.
Damn. See, that's f***ed up. That makes me sad.
Well, how do you focus on drinking? Like, today I'm going to drink more.
I'm doing it right now.
Like, that's true.
Let's see. Sadly, Nick Ritter, one of the former drummers for Warbringer, has passed away a couple weeks back and was reported on July 5th. I mean, they fucking play so many shows.
That's true.
I feel like they're on every bill. They've been to Seattle 4 times this year, and the year's only halfway over.
He was 37 years old.
And so in this article, they say if you ever went to a metal show between 2008 and 2011, you probably saw him drum. And they don't explain why. He was only 37, so maybe we'll find out. But too young, man. Too young.
Absolutely. R.I.P., dude. So one way to focus on drinking is to drink some Iron Maiden beers. They already have the Trooper, I believe it was.
The Trooper's not good, man.
Well, they're trying again. They're releasing another beer, Hatload, which is a Belgian-inspired beer.
Okay. All right.
So we've seen Anthrax, Killswitch Engage, Deftones, Motorhead, Megadeth, Behemoth beers, all that stuff. But Maiden is coming back. Yes, it says, so Bruce Dickinson said, what makes this brew special is that we're adopting a Belgian yeast for the first time.
Give you a Belgian yeast.
Just gonna let that one go. I'm a big fan of Belgian beers, so I jumped at the chance to brew my own. While I get very excited about experimenting with new formulas and ingredients, the thing about Belgian beer is it is as much a way of life as it is a drink.
Focusing. They're focusing, man. On drinking.
It has a 6%... Wait, Hallowed Clock's in at 6%?
Yeah, 6% ABV, which I'm too stupid to know what that stands for, but it's coming in a deuce-deuce, man! You get it in a tall boy.
Nice!
Yeah! So there's another one, and if it sucks, I'm still gonna be pissed. So Slipknot's not performing at Knotfest, the festival that's named after their band.
Book a fest, don't perform at it.
I mean, Ozfest was the same, but Ozzy can't f***ing speak English or even walk around without Sharon, so it's a little different. So the thing is, though, is that Stone Sour's playing, and they share almost all, well, not almost all, a lot of the same members. So I think one of the guys was probably just like, nah, I'm going on vacation. Make Stone Sour play it. So it's the first time that Slipknot is not going to be playing Knotfest. I don't think they're, have they announced any of the rest of the lineup at all yet? Or I'm not seeing it.
Not Slipknot.
Not them.
There's going to be one in Mexico, and then there's going to be one that's attached in the U.S. to Ozfest.
Oznot.
So I wonder if Ozzy's not going to play Ozfest.
They're just sitting back collecting a I don't even know if that works.
Either way, let's say congratulations to Dragon Force singer for not dying. Mark Hudson, he's very lucky. He jumped out of the band's van while it careened down in a hill.
Damn.
Where the band was loading up after a gig in Australia.
While they were loading, their van just started moving?
He's only got a few minor injuries. He said, after they set foot in the van, the brakes started squeaking. The van started rolling down the hill toward the intersection extremely quickly. Sam and Fred, who stood in the doorway, immediately stepped out, leaving Mark in the backseat with his seatbelt on. The van with the trailer continued to accelerate down the hill. Long story short, he jumped out, and, he's still alive.
Looks like he broke his arm, but he's a singer. You can use your other arm. Use your third arm.
Okay, Phil.
Yeah. Twitching Tongues has got a new record out. Never really got into this band.
No, they're recording.
Oh, sorry, that's what happens when I didn't use my Hooked on Phonics this week. Sorry, I don't even give a shit in the first place. But it's coming out on Metal Blade Records. It's going to be coming out late this year. If you're a fan of that band, go check it out.
You know what's two cool things about this whole thing is Sean Martin, F. Sean Martin, original guitar player from Hatebreed, is going to be recording on this record. He joined Twitching Tongues just when Colin just... He messaged him and was like, dude, I'm a big fan. Would you be interested in playing a few shows? He ended up joining the band full time. Now he's in Twitching Tongues. So they got Sean Martin.
Score.
Fucking the Bruiser from Hatebreed. And they're also recording at Sound City Studios, which is pretty insane because that studio has been used by so many different artists. And it is kind of a rundown piece of shit. But at the same time,
they crank out some bangers, man.
Everyone from like Foo Fighters to the White Stripes, like so many, and then tons of metal bands. They actually have a documentary that Dave Grohl did about Sound City.
Yeah.
So very cool that they're going to be recording there.
Wrong one to f*** with. Dying Fetus has scored their best album sales in the history of their band.
That's f***ing awesome.
26 years as a band. And look, let's be honest. This shit is f***ing good.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's super chunky. You can't not headbang your head.
Headbang your to it. Bang.
Bang whatever you need. Bang your clam. Whatever you f***ing got. Bang it.
Mm.
Reign Supreme, their last record, came out about 5 years ago. sold 3,000 in its first week, debuted at number 186 on the Billboard 200. And right now they're at number 180 total of the entire Billboard and number 39 on the top current album chart.
That's dope.
So good for them.
Congratulations to Dying Fetus.
It's funny though, because our station's
It was those knives.
You know, they said, don't. I don't know. That's a fucking stupid joke. You know, the station's moving and we have all these gold records hanging on the wall and stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we sold 4,500 records.
Exactly.
Gold record is 500,000. It's just indicative of how much the industry and world has changed since then.
But Jay-Z went double platinum over a weekend, so.
God damn.
That was this past weekend. Arch Spire announces a new album. They have a new song, and their new record is going to be called Relentless Mutation, coming out on Seasons of Mist and September 22nd. They have a brand new song called Involuntary Doppelganger. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
I like it already.
It's about Ian and Jesus.
I am Jesus. What was that one rapper that was super famous for, like, spitting super fast? Started with an R back in the day. This guy's like the death metal version of, like... He crammed, like, 50 words into 2 seconds right there.
Ah, yes.
Burr, burr.
Trippy! See what I'm saying?
He's got flows, dude.
For days. He's got rhymes. He's got bars. New Arch Spire. I like it.
Right on, man. Norwegian metal act Enslave. They have completed work on their next studio album. It is their 14th full length.
Wow.
They recorded at Fascination Street Studios. Jens Bolgren. He polished this new diamond with his mixing and mastering skills.
He squeezed his butthole really tight.
Keep your eyes open for info on it. And new info will be revealed on August 1st.
I liked that last one.
They're fucking awesome, man. That band is like just... They're like the black metal Pink Floyd.
Wow. That's fucking deep. I like it.
It's not my quote.
Oh. Word. All right. Mastodon is going to be headlining a suicide prevention benefit show.
That's cool.
Let's see here. There is a brewery in Indiana called Munster. Three Floyds Brewing. And they're going to be tapping the brand new Crack the Sky beer, especially for this show. One day ahead of September 10th, which apparently is World Suicide Prevention Day. I didn't know that, but the more you know. So, yeah, it's f-ing cool, man. It means that they give a about something in the world. Good for them. It's gonna be September 9th and in Chicago.
Anyways, on September 22nd, Wolves in the Throne Room, Pacific Northwest, Olympian Northwest, fucking strange Skadian black metal band.
Some words.
Wolves in the Throne Room is coming back with a new album called Thrice Woven, and it's on their label. They're not on Southern Lord anymore. Artemisia Records. It is a glorious return to the blazing and furious black metal, is what it says on this press release. So, I don't know. Could be pretty cool. They've released a trailer. I don't think we should really play the trailer.
Nah.
But,
we'll play a song down the line when it comes out.
Exactly. New Wolves in the Throne Room is always a good thing, because that band is f***ing rad.
If you've ever been looking for a reason to move to Australia, there's a band called Ne Obliviscaris, and they've officially opened up to the world that they need a new bass player.
Cool.
So it says, and here are the following requirements, which I think are pretty standard. One, it's capable of playing our existing repertoire at an extremely high standard, a.k.a. play our songs right. Is professional and hardworking. Has pro-quality gear. Is available to tour worldwide regularly, often up to 5 to 6 months of the year. Has great live stage presence and prior experience touring ideally. So you don't have to. Don't be that fucking guy, though. So, I wonder how many people they're going to get to apply. I want to go to fucking Australia.
And then the other one is, let us take all your money.
Yeah. You get paid minimum wage.
If that. Weed Eaters coming into the Northwest for 4 shows. Of course, they're going to be playing Psycho Las Vegas Fest, Crucial Fest, a few other fests. But when they come back up to the Northwest, they're playing 4, dude. They're going to Olympia on August 25th at the Obsidian. Then they're going up to Vancouver for a couple days. They're coming back down to Seattle at the Highline on August 28th. Then they're going to Bellingham for the Shakedown August 29th. And then going over to Spokane at the Pin on the 30th, so Weed Eater, man, they're trying to get their free weed from all the homies.
Getting the nogs.
Exactly, man. They're probably going to hit up so many spots and get so much free weed.
So much. Orphan Land from Israel has announced that they have a new record coming out January 26th of next year. Kind of a ballsy move, man, when you put out a record at the beginning of the year. Sometimes people have a tendency to forget it came out that year, and by some people, I mean me. And, it's got to be good, man. I've always liked that band.
They're coming to town.
Yeah, they're coming to town on the 18th of September. Let me see what day of the week that is. It's a Monday at Studio 7. So go see him play. The guy looks more like Jesus than I do.
Not possible.
I am Jesus.
Blind Guardian, they have a new Live Beyond the Spheres 3 CD or 4 LP thing, and you know what? I'm not a huge Blind Guardian fan, but I can appreciate their epicness, their epicosity, their Lord of the Rings power metal, and I just don't have to sit through it for 2.5 hours live.
This f***ing video's 10 minutes long on its own. Here, let me skip it here.
They just released the 9th Wave.
Is this a DVD? Or no, this is...
It's 3 CDs or 4 LPs of their live material.
It already sounds epic as f***.
Yes!
Yeah! Not my cup of tea, but they're good at what they do. A stark night of racists. A stark night of racists. Yeah, I'm good.
Did you say racist?
I have no idea. But there's a live videos coming out. Blind Guardian. Get into it.
Before we leave you in this podcast, we must first
make you sad to be a human being.
And we must first offend you. And that's what we're here to do. Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio, where we take the most f***ed up songs and we read the most f***ed up lyrics, and we then once again ensure that we are all going to hell.
Yes. So tonight, Kevin is going to be visiting a band called Gorgasm.
Ugh.
Off of their 2003 record, Masticate to Dominate, here is Anal Skewer. Kevin, take it away.
Fetish for horror brought them to me. Frenzied and impaled, all the blood is sickening. Hands soaked with vomit, torture is my need. Punctured and murdered from their screams upon I feed. Enraptured by my capture, purged and probed, one last anal skewer frozen in your misery. I procure killing is my tendency. Lie and wait for what I'm going to do to you. Wretched the pain and for all the deeds I'll put you through. Blood will spill, taking life so easily.
You're dead.
Make you still dying death so violently. Sodomy, engorging ass with my
Jesus!
Impatiently, I'll await your final breath. Strapped the bodies gored besides me, twitching. Pulsate. Writhing, fighting, violating, penetrating.
Ouch.
Bludgeon, disfigured, holes remaining. Fetish for horror brought them to me. Frenzied and impaled, all the blood is sickening. Hands soaked with vomit. Torture is my need. Punctured and murdered from the screams upon I feed.
New lows, man. All right, thanks for listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode 116. We probably won't do this next week because it's Kevin's f***ing birthday and we're all going to be raging too hard.
Engorging ass my s***.
All right, thanks again. We'll see you guys again next whenever the f***. Have a good week. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.